The non-binding resolution claims the Tucson project would threaten Flagstaff businesses by drawing away tourists heading to Grand Canyon National Park. Jeff Orvitz is a member of the Flagstaff City Council and opposes the development.
Flagstaff and to an extent Williams has typically been the entry point to the Grand Canyon as far as tourists coming in. I feel that if you focus on creating this huge development in Tucson, it's going to negatively impact businesses here in Flagstaff, our tourism-based economy. And here we have money being pumped in up there and easements being created through the Forest Service that I think are unnecessary.
The project would include more than 2,000 homes and 3 million square feet of commercial space near the park's entrance. But Tucson and the development company Stilo first need the approval of the Kaibab National Forest to improve public roads to the site. The Flagstaff City Council's resolution opposes that approval. Environmental groups like the Sierra Club and Friends of Flagstaff's Future are also fighting the project over its projected water use. Those groups, along with the Park Service, say tapping area aquifers would be detrimental to the ecology of the Grand Canyon. Stilo and Tucson have not yet identified a water source for the development. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.